And welcome to this episode of NFP here on KVLU. I'm Jason, your host. On this program, I speak with representatives from local nonprofit organizations. My guest on today's program is Executive Director Melly Bevilacqua, Executive Director of the Foundation for Southeast Texas. Before we get started on today's NFP, Melly, thanks for being on KVLU.
Thank you, Jason, for having me.
Well, glad to have you on the show and glad to have the Foundation for Southeast Texas on NFP. And whenever we have a new organization come on the show, I like to start off and ask about the mission of the organization here in the community.
Okay, well, the Foundation for Southeast Texas's mission is to make a positive difference in the quality of life in the area by encouraging philanthropic gifts and by assisting donors in achieving their charitable goals through the professional management and considered and caring distribution of such gifts.
People might not realize that the foundation also provides offices for a lot of other nonprofits here in Southeast Texas.
That's correct. Yes. So the Foundation for Southeast Texas owns the building at 700 North Street, and we have a very large building here that houses currently about 20 nonprofit tenants. So those nonprofits are able to rent space from the foundation for a below market rate. They get a very good discounted rate here at the foundation building. And then we have a large auditorium and a conference room, pretty big conference room, and then a boardroom that those tenants are able to use while renting from us. So we've got a really nice setup here. It's right off of I-10, so it's easy on, easy off, right in downtown Beaumont. So a very nice asset for our community.
Yeah, a great resource. Nonprofits, you know, have to have a place to be able to set up, and that's a great service right there offered for the community in that. I wanted to ask you about some of other specific services that the Foundation for Southeast Texas offers here in the community.
Okay, well, we are a community foundation, which means that we serve the community as a whole. We serve the donors from the area, also the nonprofits, and the community. So we are different in that we are a nonprofit ourselves. So we can, we're a 501c3. So every gift that is made to the foundation or given to the foundation is a tax deductible gift. We have several donors who establish their own funds within the foundation. And what that does is allows them to be a part of their charitable giving, but their money is invested with the foundation. And so we have a pool of about $20 million in assets right now under management. And then those donors direct us as to where they want their money to go throughout the year. So we also have donors that have left a bequest to the foundation. And so they are no longer on earth with us, but we are carrying out their charitable wishes for them. And then we have donors that will make an unrestricted gift, which means that they would like the board to allocate where the funds go once they're within the foundation. And so every year we have a competitive grant program where local nonprofits from Hardin, Jefferson, and Orange County are allowed to apply for a grant, and the board votes and determines where the monies go every year. And this year we have about $170,000 for nonprofits. Those grants are due mid-February. They're made available at the beginning of January and due mid-February. And the board will vote on that at the annual meeting, which takes place at the end of April.
And also too, there's a distinction between like what is a community foundation, you know, and the differences that those are in the community versus other nonprofits, so unique services that are offered what a community foundation is in Texas.
Right. So we are different in that we kind of fund all of the nonprofits. And so like volunteering for us would be, you know, a little bit different than it would be to go to say like, you know, a nonprofit that's specific, their mission's a little bit different, obviously, than ours is. And it's tailored to one type of, whether it's like youth and elderly or education and scholarships or civil services or things like that. So it just depends. Arts, you know, is another one. There's several different avenues of nonprofits out there, but what we do is we just kind of we're a funder. And so a little bit different type of nonprofit.
How can people find out more information about the Foundation for Southeast Texas?
Well, we do have a website, and it is actually not under construction, but we are making some changes behind the scenes, but it is still up and running currently. So it is www.cfsetx.org, which stands for Community Foundation Southeast Texas. And we have a Facebook page. And so you can get on either of those to learn more about the foundation. And of course, you know, I am the executive director at the foundation and the only employee. So I would be happy to, you know, share information over the phone or by email if anyone has any questions or wants to get involved.
Are there any particular upcoming or current events that are also of note to mention today?
Well, the foundation grant award ceremony will take place, like I was telling you earlier about the competitive grants.
Right.
That will take place beginning to mid-May. We haven't exactly set the venue yet, but we're working on that. And we plan to, last year was a little bit different, of course, for everyone. And we were unable to have a celebration where we gave out the grant awards. But this year we do plan on doing that, hopefully at a bigger venue where we can have lots of attendees. So that would be our main event for the year. We don't necessarily do any fundraisers like others might do, but we are just continually raising funds for the foundation, which goes back to the community, of course. But yeah, so I would say our competitive grant award ceremony is what we are looking forward to here at the foundation.
Thank you, Melly, for being on the program. Really glad to have Foundation for Southeast Texas here on KVLU, and welcome back at any time to be on the show with information about what the foundation is doing to help here in the community.
Thank you so much, Jason. It was a pleasure.
My guest on this episode of NFP was Melly Bevilacqua. She is executive director of the Foundation for Southeast Texas. NFP is now podcasting on all the major podcast platforms and also the NPR One app. And of course, you can tune into the program each Thursday morning here on KVLU. Stay connected.